with Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. It's Turnaround Tuesday, Wayne, and I think that's probably, given what happened yesterday, a really good thing.
It is a really good thing, Todd, and it's good to see that we saw some of the algorithm trading slowing down with the news items coming out of China saying they're cutting their rates and cutting the reserves and needed to loan money and maybe stabilizing the foreign stock markets and that around, too, because we saw some pretty disastrous days in the Dow, and a lot of people's market length over there has just been, their retirement funds were going down real hard.
Right. So yesterday we were down at one point over 1,000 points. I don't recall how they finished up at the end of the day. When I looked at it, it was up about 500 from the bottom, and we're up around 430 at this hour at 16,147. So the Dow has gained a good portion of what it lost back. That is very good news. And in the same thought process, the dollar is up, but it's well off the nearly even or $1.100 that it was about to trade. It never quite got there. Now at 94.45, that might be good news, I suppose, for the export markets for commodities.
Well, yeah, we reduced the, when the dollar went down, we're starting to get competitive in a lot of areas. Of course, Argentina's on their farmers no-sell strike now, and we're seeing the offers out of Brazil get a little bit, their basis levels are popping up there a little bit, and keeping us more in the mix here from here on in. They've already taken a lot of our business to start with here, the sales we've lost, and we're way behind on export sales compared to the last 2 years. But, it's going to be time, I think, we can start creeping back in. And, gosh, the grain's starting to turn here, Todd. It's, the beans are starting to die a little bit back, and the corn's starting to turn color. So we're going to be in harvest before you know it.
Then we'll need places to put those. China has not been in the marketplace for soybeans as much as most had hoped this year. Do you suppose they will be returning?
Well, we had an announcement this morning, 210,000 tons of soybeans sold unknown. Everybody suspects that basically the unknown sales turn up being China. So, it's good to see them back in. That was probably on yesterday's big sell-off. So that is a good thing. And, we did, whenever we went down and tested these lows like that along the way, we do seem to see some sales pop in there for people who have been bargain hunters. And I think that, this is the thing that we sort of needed, was maybe go down and make our prices attractive again.
Well, we're down here now, but farmers, while the crops are turning, would prefer they not stay here in the midst of harvest. Do you suppose we can make a bottom pre-harvest?
I think it's very possible, and it's going to depend a lot, number one, on how the yields do start turning out in the fields. If we would see better yields in Ohio, Indiana, parts of Illinois, Missouri than what we're expecting, then that would be a little heavy on them. But I'm expecting we're going to probably see some lower yields in some of the states that are rated extremely high in certain areas, and that's going to add a little anxiety to some of the people out there on pushing this market clear down.
I did see even in Illinois some harvest has begun, although I would think that would be very, very early. I saw something on Twitter, awfully green in terms of what was going into the combine, but I suppose if they thought they could make that, they could. What are the expectations, do you suppose, for those numbers to look like when they first come out of the field for yield?
Well, I think that there in Illinois, we've heard of one farmer that was harvesting around Springfield. It was about 32% corn, and it was coming out about 200 bushels over there. But I think that was in an area that he said that he'd had some pretty good growing conditions. And actually, the walk-through yield by his agronomist was 220. So the kernels weren't quite as deep as they were hoping for, so the yield was a little less than what they were looking for on their walk-through yields, so yield checks. So. But I think that we're going to see very, very good yields. I know that part of southern Illinois that was doing some yield checks yesterday was under 100 bushel, and they were getting ready to start chopping it for silage.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. Anything else we need to talk about before I let you go for the morning?
I think that's about it, Todd.
Mo Farm Progress Show. How about that?
Progress Show.
Yeah.
Hey, let's see everybody out there. We're planning on being over there on Tuesday, so love to see everybody stop by and see our show. Tell them the times, Todd.
All right, 9:50 a.m. You will join me, and we'll be live, should be live, on the opening market report at 9:50 a.m. Orion will be on stage at 10 o'clock, Samuelson, that is, and he'll spend about an hour with us in the University of Illinois tent, and then back in the afternoon, and you'll be up on stage too with Orion Wayne, and then back in the afternoon, I'll have you for the closing market report next Tuesday. Should be a lot of fun. I appreciate you taking the time and coming over to Farm Progress Show in Decatur next week.
Be a lot of fun, and hope to see a lot of you there.
Okay, thanks so much. That, of course, is Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana.